This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are not here. Roberta's not here. Richie's not here. But on the plus side, Ken Kessler is here monitoring the social media connections that you're making with us at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Jennifer Horn is here with her usual brilliance and lunch. She's here with her.
I'm the lunch lady of the Good Day Show.
Yes, her mind and her lunch.
Today is meatloaf.
All right, so let's find out who's out to lunch. Former Congressman Joe Walsh in the news today. And this is appropriate because I'm in New York. Actually, Jennifer loves it when I trip over the names that I drop.
Yeah.
So I will just tell you.
Because you do sometimes. You're like, I'm best friends with Greg Grunberg. And
no, well, he's not my best friend.
He's a good friend, though.
We're acquaintances.
So anyway, you're friends with him.
I walk down the hall. This is amazing.
Oh,
this CBS.
Is good.
The CBS studios in New York.
Yes.
And across the hall from me is the set for the CBS morning show.
No.
So I went into the men's room, and who's standing there but Charlie Rose?
No way. Really?
And the makeup he had on. Wow.
Oh, really?
Oh.
See, my grandfather, God rest his soul, would have loved that. Loved
really?
Charlie Rose. He
really?
Taped every episode on VHS.
Really?
Oh, okay. God, yeah. Tell him Bunky said hi. If
all right. So the reason I'm at the CBS studios is because after this I'm going over to the Talkers Convention, an annual get-together of a day for discussion of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. And I'm guessing this is going to come up today, the story of former Congressman Mr. Gallagher. Is that his name? Hold on just a second. I just lost it. This is what's annoying. I'm using my iPad. Okay. So I'm using my iPad, and I have the story up here in front of me. Ah, here it is. Okay. It took me three rounds, but I found it. So former U.S. Congressman Joe Walsh, working in Chicago on a radio station that belongs to the Salem folks. Your company has interesting dealings with Salem, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yep. So he was pulled off of the program yesterday, yanked, hooked, after he used a number of racial slurs while engaging in what he thought was an honest adult conversation about words without resorting to alphabet soup phrases.
Hmm.
And we all can come up with various words that start with various letters that I'm not going to necessarily use here.
Yeah, exactly.
He was talking about the controversy over the Redskins losing their trademark because of the trademark office decision this week. So on Twitter, Kenny, he said he found out that if I had said Redskins or Cracker or Redneck Bible Thumper, I could stay on. But if I said N or S, they cut me off. So he's apparently been suspended for a day, meeting with management. Now, the fact that he's fairly new to News Talk Radio apparently didn't think an academic discussion was the same as an outright use of the words he was discussing. I would have gone down that same street. In fact, I have gone down that same street any number of times, using the words in place of the letters to make a dramatic point. Not trying to be a wise guy, not trying to... I consider what goes on this program from time to time somewhat academic. I think there is some instruction, hopefully, or some value. Obviously, we hope there's a lot of value to the conversation. Sometimes I think our new mantra is we're serious about the news, but not much else.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this circumstance, this has every bit the marks of a legitimate conversation. The Redskins losing the trademark because of a decision in Washington this week. So this guy takes apart, and I think legitimately, all of the irregularities or the inequities or the injustices that happen to come out of using a certain slur that affects certain people, and then a slur that might affect other people that doesn't seem to bother some people as much as the slur on the other side bothers other people. So who's going to be measuring all of this? Who's in charge? Who are the police that measure who's offended more than, or what group is offended more by its particular slur? Like, how many times do you hear from Italians upset about being called WAPs? Right? You get people.
Are they allowed to be upset about that, though?
I don't even know. Is someone going to take me off the air in some town where there are a lot of Italians? Because I'm using that in a derogatory sense, so someone might say. What is it, Dago? What's a Dago? Isn't that Italian? Is that referring to? It's a,
I don't know.
Yeah, you do, but you don't.
I don't, actually.
You know me. You go, Kenny, do you know what? If Richie were here, he'd probably be.
He'd be going crazy right
around.
Now.
Yes,
he's going crazy right now. He doesn't even know why.
Right. So anyway, I guess but the reason I brought it up is because I'm going to bet this will come up in conversation today. I think that there is what in the world is how can we have a conversation, a legitimate conversation about the issues, if you can't use the words that are involved in the issues?
In the issues, yeah.
Why everybody is so worried?
I mean, it depends on how it's delivered. If it's in a mature way, then it's okay, you know, but if you're just using it for the in a mean derogatory, I mean, I think if you're talking about terminology.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
It really is. It's very frustrating. Okay, here's something else frustrating from this week. Some input on the lost IRS emails. You know, the story of the dog ate my homework? This is it, basically, in a nutshell. The dog ate Lois Lerner's homework.
Right.
I was going to come up with something else, but then I thought about it as I edited my words. I want the stuff I've heard more from people this week, Kenny, you can back this up if you want, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter and Good Day Show, are the emails that have come from people who basically say, okay, when they investigate me, when they want me to show up with my tax records, I'm going to say, sorry, I lost them in my hard drive. Because that's basically what the IRS said. And so the controversy over their handling of applications for tax-exempt status from right-wing groups, once again, as the Congress tried to investigate, and they found out not only are Lois Lerner's emails lost, but her five top assistants, all gone, poof, lost.
Out with the bathwater.
Yep.
Anybody else think the IRS has just outlived its usefulness?
Yes. That's for the last 10 years I've been talking about wanting to do either a sales or a flat tax.
So corrupt. It's just
get rid of the IRS.
Corrupt. So here's David who writes, the IRS has been stonewalling the investigation since it started. At first, the administration blamed low-level employees in Cincinnati. Later, it was found that the office of Ms. Lerner sent emails to a Federal Election Commission attorney about a specific application. Then the administration embarked on its usual strategy, deny anything happened and wait for the issue to blow over. Well, it's not blowing over in this circumstance. Let's see here. Monty writes, if there is evidence that government officials tampered with evidence to cover up the truth, then they ought to be prosecuted. Republicans and Democrats both should be all over this. The people have lost trust in government. A bipartisan probe would restore some faith. Not in the IRS, not for me anyway. The services claim that these emails sent to and from Ms. Lerner first were exempt. They were. Remember, the first statement was, well, this is private and you can't have it. That's what they said first. And then the court said, oh, yeah, we can have it. And now they're gone. They were lost. We can't find them. Her computer crashed. It sounds like from the Blues Brothers. Remember when Belushi's character was coming up with excuses? The dog ate my lunch! The hamburger overcooked! Or whatever is that line. Kenny, I mean, Mike, you probably got that.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, it's not my fault. I didn't do anything. Please don't come after me. So they've left themselves wide open for this. They have. Wide open. And all it does is hurt Democratic chances in the midterm elections. Here's a great election story. Talking about, we got to have a new feature on this program. Crooks in service to America.
Or what we call politics.
Yeah, right. So there
never have time to do anything else.
I know.
The whole program. So there are a lot of questions swirling around Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin. I was going through some states a few minutes ago, and I knew Wisconsin was in my mind, but I couldn't remember why, and now I do. Unsealed documents put Governor Scott Walker at the center of a problem with campaign records and funds when he was running for governor back in 2012. Investigation suggests that he's been using the money for things that he ought not to have been using the money for. Now, one wonders, is this scrutiny directed at him because he's been sort of subtly suggesting he might be interested in running for the presidency in 2016? Is that why this attention to him? Is Chris Christie behind this?
Yeah, maybe.
Right? Was Scott Walker behind the Bridgegate? And now is this turnaround being fair play? Chris Christie's going after him, or people that are close to him going after him. Who knows? But the guy's got a lot of splaining to do. How did Lucy say it?
You have Lucy! A lot of splaining to do.
Lots of splaining to do. Michael, by the way, you kind of disappointed me. I figured you'd come up with the John Belushi thing from the movie. That's why I suggested it. But.
Oh, sorry. I was on the phone.
Ah, nice going, Michael.
He was on one of those party lines.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Or he's available, by the way.
That's good. Thank you very much. Half an hour. There's a survey out today that suggests that people who signed up for Obamacare like it. However, they don't know how to pay for it. Because it's about twice as expensive as we were told.
It's cute, just like the government.
There's a right. This is Crooks and Service to America. There's a video floating around that I saw for the first time last night. I hadn't seen it before. It's 6 minutes and 43 seconds of outtakes from various Obama speeches, and the video is entitled "Lies My President Told Us," and I was taken back by all of the things. I don't pay much attention to this stuff because at this point, they're all more or less the same anyway. It doesn't make a difference whether they're Republicans or Democrats. They're all, you know, just in it for themselves, and the whole idea of public service has gone down the drain. But it's startling to look at that thing and see, like, most of the clips are only 10, 12, 14 seconds long. All of the things that he said or has said over the years that just haven't come true. Could we do the same with George Bush, of course? Could you do the same with Bill Clinton? Yep, probably. You'd have to go back to
no new taxes.
Right. That was George Bush, the father. Yeah. I was just about to say, Kenny, it goes back. Ronald Reagan was the last guy that I felt comfortable with. I mean, he probably pulled a few fast ones, but
yeah. But he was he was a great leader, though. He was very charismatic.
Yeah, he was charismatic. Well, Clinton was too.
He was more subtle too.
Yeah, I think subtle is probably the best word for it, Kenny. That's a very good. Yeah, very, very good. Just perfect, almost, word for it. But all of the things in this...
Whew,
man. Thank you, Jennifer. It's 19 after on Good Day.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's Great Race. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Right now, during Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, every single new guitar, keyboard, and acoustic drum set is on sale. Exclusives from brands like Gibson, Breedlove, Martin, Pearl, Tama, Yamaha, and Korg. Live sound gear from JBL, QSC, and Mackie. Now through Sunday, you'll find deals like Fender USA Series electric guitars and basses up to $200 off our everyday guaranteed lowest price. At least 15% off all acoustic drum sets, plus over $2 million in clearance guitars priced below our cost. Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, now through Sunday.
We'll be right back. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Average people who understand what Jerry Goffin's music was all about, collaborating with Carole King for much of his early career. Carole King, Jerry Goffin married. They were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1987, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. They split up in 1968, but their relationship and their music have been a part of our pop culture for a long time. In a statement issued after Jerry Goffin passed away, Carole King said, "He was my first love. He had a profound impact on my life and the rest of the world. He was a good man, a dynamic force whose words and creative influence will resonate for generations to come. He was responsible for lots of important music, collaborating with other songwriters beside his wife, Carole King, among them Michael Masser, who helped craft hits from Mahogany." This is the theme from Mahogany. Diana Ross, "You Know Where You're Going To." Crank it up, Michael. Fascinated with people who have the ability, the alacrity of mind to come up with words. And this fellow did it his whole life. He was able to come up with words and put them to music in a way that very few people have been able to do, as is exemplified by this song from Whitney Houston called "Saving All My Love for You." So I'm saving all my love for you. Words by Jerry Goffin. Remember this? Was almost one of her anthems. One of the all-time great lyricists, music from one soul. Listen to the words here.
Longer, but that's just an old man's
putting words on a piece of paper and putting the music and then having the right person sing it is just so important.
And Whitney
important.
Was one of them.
She was.
Beautiful voice.
Then there was an early song that I sort of, I think this is the first time I knew Jerry Goffin existed. Barry Mann. Crank it up, Michael.
Who was that man? I like to shake his hand.
This
is driving him out of bed?
Right out of the set.
And when she heard them singing, Rama, Lama, 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 Ding Dong, she said we'd never have to part.
Slide into it again, Barry. Fascinating about Jerry Goffin's career is that it spanned 45, 50 years. Was that man? This is 1959-ish, maybe 60. And then when he got together with Carole King, they put all that great music together. Oh, you know what I forgot? Little Eva and the Locomotion. I forgot to get to that one. But anyway, dozens, hundreds of songs that we all know were written by Jerry Goffin from various eras, segments, if you will, of pop music history. Jerry Goffin passing away.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. When someone with Alzheimer's loses a loved one, what do you do?
I don't lie to him. I don't feel comfortable with that. I do divert sometimes.
AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer.
So sometimes he'll say, honey, how you doing? Which is my mom. He always called her honey, and he is visually impaired, so he'll see something and think that's her sitting there. I'll just say, hey, Daddy, it's me, Amy. I'm fine. And, you know, I'll kind of try and divert him that way. But most of the time, we talk about her.
And that helps.
You feel your way through it day by day. I actually started taking him for acupuncture. She uses magnets and acupressure massage. It's made a huge difference in his cognitive functioning. His language is better, but also not so sad, not so constantly all the time sad.
Just one thing that seems to have made a difference. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Right now, during Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, every single new guitar, keyboard, and acoustic drum set is on sale. Exclusives from brands like Gibson, Breedlove, Martin, Pearl, Tama, Yamaha, and Korg. Live sound here from JBL, QSC, and Mackie. Now through Sunday, you'll find deals like Fender USA Series electric guitars and basses up to $200 off our everyday guaranteed lowest price. At least 15% off all acoustic drum sets, plus over $2 million in clearance guitars priced below our cost. Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, now through Sunday.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Jennifer Horn, she's here at your service and on your side, along with Ken Kessler, monitoring social media, comments galore everywhere. We're happy. Things have changed so much in the radio world. One of the things we'll talk about also today in New York at the Talkers get together is how our communication with our listeners is changing. And a lot of it has to do with quality, not quantity. I say this lovingly to the people who listen to this program who call 888-302-3684. Many times the comments that we get in social media these days are better than, and that's not meant to discourage people from calling, because it's an important thing to hear other voices. It makes us, I don't know whether it makes us sound bigger because we've got people listening all over the place, but it's also good to get intelligent comments, and that again isn't a slam. I don't know if I'm going to dig myself out of this or not.
We're waiting.
It's just that we can get more input in. There are more visible ways of being with us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. We also have certainly email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com along with 888-302-3684. And the poll we've on Friday sort of gotten around to looking at the top 10 talk topics of the week, listing them, and asking you to tell us which one is the most important one to you. So this week it's the Iraqi turmoil, the illegals coming across, the children of illegals coming across into our country, immigration reform in general, primary results, Hillary Clinton's book, let's see, the Bergdahl terrorist swap, Redskins ruling, the Benghazi prosecution, the IRS scandal, climate change debate, World Cup fever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So which one do you think is most important? If you want to help us understand what you're thinking, go to DougStephan.com for the poll. Okay. This is probably the silliest, if not the silliest, one of the silliest statements made by anybody this week. The originator of this statement is a lady named Susan Levinson, who runs VH1.
Mm-hmm.
VH1 has a new show called Dating Naked.
Yep.
And Ms. Levinson says that nudity is not a ratings ploy. Of course it's
really?
Not.
Really?
Really?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
we just decided that people naked would be for you.
Yep, yep. Naked. There's another show called Naked and Afraid, which features newly introduced pairs of people trying to survive in the wilderness. They are naked as well. So, but they don't have them naked because they're trying to get you to watch. It's just because it's part of the story. It's just part of the story, folks. No big deal. It's not, nudity is not a ratings ploy.
Right.
Right.
So would you do this show, Dougie?
Exactly where I was going. Go ahead. Ask the question. I was about to go there. Go ahead.
All right. Would you do the show? Would you date naked on TV?
No, I wouldn't do it on television, but I do it on the radio.
Not the same thing. We could be doing this show naked and no one would know.
But it's the imagination, you see. Leaving it, there's no imagination left. Watching somebody, and some of these people, I've watched a few of the frames here. They're not that attractive. At least they don't do anything for me. So what is it that will turn you on? It's in your mind. It's in your imagination. It's the picture you think somebody...
Right, and part of the... I mean, I think part of the great thing about dating is the build-up and the excitement and the...
Yeah.
And that kind of goes out the window when you just get it all, I guess.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I still will watch the show, though. I'm going to do that, too. And I'll be wishing those blurry dots weren't there.
Dr. Ken. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes with some pithy comments on the state of your mind. Pope Francis condemning the legalization of recreational drugs as a flawed and failed experiment has lent his voice to the debate raging all around the world. The Pope told delegates attending a drug enforcement conference that he thinks even limited steps to legalize recreational drugs are not only highly questionable, but they fail to produce the desired effect. Francis said providing addicts with drugs offers a veiled means of surrendering to the phenomenon. Let me state this in the clearest terms possible, he said. Problem of drug use is not solved with more drugs. Who agrees with that? 888-302-3684. Harrison Ford in the news again today. Harrison Ford, you may recall, supposedly broke his ankle. Well, first, it was a sprained ankle, and then it was a broken ankle, and now it's a broken leg. On the set of the new Star Wars movie, the initial reports were wrong. Why they were wrong remains to be seen. Why were they, is this an insurance question? They don't want the public to be upset. They don't want to slow down production of the movie. He's 71 years old.
He looks so good, though.
Yeah, looks great. He had surgery on his broken leg after being hurt when a garage door fell on him at the studio in
London.
It's
not a real sexy way to break your leg.
No.
I wanted to be like, you know, I'm fighting Darth Vader or
right,
something.
Right, exactly.
You know?
He fell off of some one of the set. No, the door fell
garage
off.
Door accident.
Right. So what are they going to do with that? Man, that's got to slow things down there a little bit. Supreme Court in the news this week with a number of rulings. They unanimously decided that government employees who testify about public corruption are protected by the First Amendment. Man, this is a good ruling. In the case of Edward Lane, who was fired from his job as a community college professor after his testimony helped convict a former state legislator of corruption charges, the court said he can't necessarily collect damages, even though he's protected. The ruling written by Justice Sotomayor, is that how you pronounce his name? Sotomayor, right?
Right.
In the freedom of speech case, victory for government whistleblowers. Two lower courts had ruled earlier that this fellow testifying as a public employee about knowledge he had gained on the job was not protected from retaliation by the First Amendment. In what country? The First Amendment is the First Amendment. You're protected by it no matter what, no matter where, no matter how.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's there for. Anyway, First Amendment focus. Second issue before the justices was whether this is kind of complicated. Anyway, I thought the most important one was the government employees being protected, frankly. I think that is the most important one. Meanwhile, the police in Texas this week that nabbed the two young men suspected of supporting terror and terrorist groups in Syria and Somalia. You have that story?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Yeah. One was apparently scoping out potential recruits for committing violent jihad overseas. This guy lives in Austin, Texas, for God's sakes.
I didn't think that kind of stuff held up in Texas. They don't put up with
Exactly. That's the observation I would have made.
I mean, L.A., New York, okay, maybe Florida you can sneak by, but
Madison,
Texas,
Wisconsin?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one of these fellows caught before boarding a plane in Houston. He supposedly, according to the authorities, was on his way to go overseas to provide his services to radical groups over there at 23. What does he know how to do at 23? Speaking of flying, here you go, boys and girls. Another reason to despise the TSA, to despise the government. The TSA, certainly there to help protect you from the terrorists that are all around us. That's why they inspect babies and grandmothers and, you know, the really dangerous people that fly. The TSA says they aren't getting enough money from you, so they want to charge $5.60 for each leg of a flight in which a connection between a domestic flight is more than 4 hours. This is how stupid this is. $5.60. It was $2.50, and they wanted to go to $5.60. Now, twice what it is for providing what service?
Yeah.
How many terrorist episodes have they kept us from?
Well, they caught the shoe guy, didn't they?
They caught the shoe guy in France. They didn't catch him here.
Okay, never mind.
Uh-huh. Next.
Back to the goose egg.
I am so sick of these people. And the overreach, the outreach, and the fact that they get away with it and nobody really challenges these people. They don't exist. They shouldn't exist. They have no reason to exist. And we're going to pay them more money to be bumbling and fumbling and act like fools? That makes sense to you? Let's get on the horn to our congressmen and senators and make sure this thing is kiboshed. Uri Geller will join us for conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty Boston acid, responsive.
Terminix and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention remind you to protect yourself and your family from mosquito bites. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water, so mosquito-proof your yard. Fix leaky faucets and regularly empty standing water from containers like flower pots, buckets, kiddie pools, pet water dishes, and bird baths. To keep mosquitoes outside, install or repair screens on windows and doors. For more tips, visit Terminix.com or cdc.gov/West Nile.
Looking for ways to simplify your morning routines? Lifestyle expert Elizabeth Mayhew has the scoop.
Kids and parents alike run out the door without a good breakfast, and you want something that's going to keep you full till lunchtime. Tyson Day Starts breakfast sandwiches. They come in varieties like croissant-style flatbreads, homemade omelets wrapped in thin, flaky bread, and biscuit sandwiches. They have at least 24% of the daily required protein you need. That's what's going to give you the energy to go on through the morning. Made with real ingredients like cheese, egg, vegetables, Tyson quality ham, chicken, and reduced fat sausage.
Mayhew says you can also take these on the go. Just pop them in the microwave and they're ready in less than 2 minutes. For more information, visit TysonDayStarts.com.
Now, another thing you can do is to make smoothies. Put your whole mix together, blend it, put it in your refrigerator, and you pour it out in the morning. You're good to go. This whole thing is about really good routines that you can carry on into the busy back-to-school fall.
In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24 Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24 Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
At
at last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24 Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24 Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Now, 46 after the hour, 14 before the new hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Uri Geller joining us to talk about trust. Why do people trust you, Uri? Why do you think people trust anybody? But in terms of how people look at you, see you, Uri is perhaps one of the most fascinating minds in the world, a mind meddler, that's not the right, a mind motivator. So how is it you think people trust you?
Look, Doug, I'll tell you, I'll throw back the question to you because why people trust me is, to me, that's a mystery. But why do I trust people?
Yeah.
And the reason I trust people could be quite a few traits and talents and skills that other people present and show. I go according to body language, facial movements, the way people speak, how they use their charisma, how they use their character and personality, the ambience or the energy or the force field around them, that what drives me to say, I trust this person. So it's a combination of many, many things, but it does work. Now, out of, 100 people that you come to trust, you'll always find those who let you down and manage to pretend and they lie to you and you lose the trust in them. Don't you do the same, Doug?
I always trust people until they give me a reason not to. And that's not like with others. There are a lot of people who just, as a matter of course, don't trust. There are issues that people have based on how they grew up. I think there are a lot of us who had parents who questioned us. I think it all begins, the root of it begins with whether you trust yourself. If you don't trust others, oftentimes looking in the mirror and asking why is it that you don't trust other people could come back around to do you trust yourself? And that comes oftentimes from what you were told by your parents, whether you were trustworthy or not, or whether they gave you a sense that you were trustworthy.
Yeah, but Doug, I think that most human beings trust themselves because they are confronted with life, the journey of life. So you got to go through your entire career and your family and all the other things that go around with that through with trust. If you don't trust yourself, you're finished. You can't, I don't get the question. Because your parents cannot really instill the feeling that you can trust yourself. This is something that is natural. You're born with it. It's in your genes. It's in your chromosome system.
So then how do people
lose it? That's what I believe in.
Then how do people lose it? How do people either do things that are not trustworthy or do they think others do in terms of... I remember when I was... a boy doing something, and I didn't know that it was wrong, but it was, at least according to my father, and he therefore said to me, I don't trust you because of this little thing that didn't seem to make any difference.
And you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
It's incredible. So many decades have passed on, but you remember those words. It's like, almost like you cannot forget your first love. It's something that is embedded and instilled in your psyche. Mm-hmm. But I think that losing trust in yourself, Doug, could accumulate because of failures in life.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to achieve something and you fail and then you try again and you constantly fail, then you realize that you're doing something wrong, there's something not right here, and then your trust in yourself diminishes.
All right, food for thought. Uri Geller, go to URIGELLER.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is the theme music from Bewitched, the movie. Nicole Kidman starred in that, and her birthday is today. She's 47. This is Kristen Chenoweth singing. I don't know why they had her do it instead of just using the original song. Crank this up for a second.
She was in the movie, too.
Pretty good version, though. Laughter in another room, and she drove herself to madness with a
number one movie during this week in 2005. There are several pieces of this that seem memorable audio-wise. Here's one of them.
Wait. So, you better call my agent.
You don't have an agent.
Then call my cable man.
That was
call
funny.
Call my cable man.
Yeah.
What?
I'm a witch.
Guess what?
What?
I'm a Clippers fan. I'm asking questions, and you just answer them as if you're a witch.
Sure.
Do you carry around poison apples, like in Snow White?
Oh, no, you have to have a permit for a poison apple.
I guess you didn't like this one?
I don't find these... there was nothing... there's a problem most of the time with television shows that are made into movies. I find that.
And sometimes. You just have to look at it as a brand new beast. I mean, it's based on a story you know, but it's a brand new thing. It's never going to be as good as a TV show.
No, I didn't, wasn't, not every, this is a movie that's not for everybody. But then most movies are not for everybody. They're for a group. They're for a club, if you will. some of the movies that make it big, some of the action movies, there's a club of people that go to see all action movies. There's a club of people that go to see all the animated movies with their children. Club of people that go to see the True Blood kind of stuff, the vampire movies. There are people who go to see action flicks in general that don't have creepy crawly creatures in it. I noticed there was a review of the movie that Tom Cruise is in these days, referring to the bad guys as calamari-like.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to see that. I wanted to see Emily Blunt, and I wanted to see Tom Cruise together, but I want to see those creepy crawly creatures. All right, so anyway, there's my review of the most recent Tom Cruise movie, folks. Meanwhile, we have the Jersey Boys to talk about. Chucker's not here today, so Jennifer and Ken will bring us up to date on what movies are coming out this weekend for your listening and dancing pleasure right after this.
For contractors and do-it-yourselfers alike, Sagcrete has a full line of premium concrete, mortar, and stucco mixes, along with maintenance and repair products for concrete and asphalt. Sagcrete has over 75 years of expertise helping people with their concrete projects. Whether you're laying a new concrete slab, repairing cracked concrete, or resurfacing concrete, Sagcrete has the products to help you get the job done quicker and easier. Visit Sagcrete.com to watch our how-to videos and for project material calculators. Trust Sagcrete, the pro's choice since 1936.
Right now, during Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, every single new guitar, keyboard, and acoustic drum set is on sale. Exclusives from brands like Gibson, Breedlove, Martin, Pearl, Tama, Yamaha, and Korg. Live sound gear from JBL, QSC, and Mackie. Now through Sunday, you'll find deals like Fender USA Series electric guitars and basses up to $200 off our everyday guaranteed lowest price. At least 15% off all acoustic drum sets. Plus over $2 million in clearance guitars priced below our cost. Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, now through Sunday.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
All right, let's quickly check what's coming out this weekend. Jen, what's to look forward to besides Jersey Boys?
Besides Jersey Boys, Dougie, one that you're going to be sure to see. It's called Think Like a Man 2, T-O-O. Mm-hmm. That's the sequel to Think Like a Man, Part 1.
Kevin Hart,
Michael Ealy, also person of interest actress Taraji Henson. She'll be in it.
Oh, she was the lady police officer that got killed in Person of Interest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that's her. Okay. She got killed, but she relives in this movie. She's back.
Feeling better.
I just find Kevin Hart to be annoying. All right, we got one more quickly?
Those are the big ones. Probably expected to beat out 22 Jump Street at the box office.
Yeah, that did very well last week.
$33.6 million.
Yeah, all right, probably do another one of those. The Movie Moments program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.